Leo Homan, pray for peace, as the madmen of the West are about to plunge the world into a mass death scenario that will catch Americans completely by surprise. Western media stays mum on the biggest story of the century and Americans remain fixated and distracted by petty politics and whether Haitians are eating cats in Ohio. It's just a matter of time, days or perhaps hours, before the Biden administration approves Ukraine's use of U.S. missiles to strike daggers deep into the heart of Russia. Putin has removed all confusion, saying such action amounts to a de facto declaration of war against the nuclear-armed 1,100-year-old sovereign state of Russia. He will respond in kind. It appears to be a matter of when, not if, the Biden administration grants approval for Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range ATACMS missiles against Russia. These missiles were sent by the U.S. to Ukraine about a year ago but with restrictions that they could not be launched into Russia proper. The British sent their Storm Shadow missiles with similar restrictions. But now the rules of the game are about to change and I see no sense of urgency by the Western media to explain the potential consequences to everyday Americans, Canadians and Europeans. They'd rather report on cat-eating Haitians and the latest political salvo between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The heads of state in the United Kingdom and Canada, perhaps the U.S.'s closest NATO allies, are pushing hard for Biden to approve long-range hits on Russian cities and infrastructure, almost guaranteeing the start of World War III. The regime of Russian President Vladimir Putin has made it clear that nothing less than a direct retaliation against the U.S. and U.K. will result from such a fateful decision by the lame duck president, Joe Biden, or whoever is running Joe Biden. Over the weekend, another powerful voice came out in favor of Ukraine launching missiles at Russian cities. Breitbart reports the head of NATO's military committee said Saturday that Ukraine has the solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies, even as the Biden administration balks at allowing Kyiv to do so using American-made weapons. Every nation that is attacked has the right to defend itself, said Admiral Rob Bauer, speaking at the close of the NATO committee's annual meeting. And that right doesn't stop at the border of your own nation. I wonder if the shoe were on the other foot and Russia was sending long-range missiles to Mexico with instructions and training on how to use them against American cities if the esteemed admiral would say Mexico had a right to fire those Russian missiles northward. The consequences of these comments are absolutely stunning, and yet they are made with the flippancy of a Cub Scout leader deciding which is the best way to sharpen a pocket knife. I agree that Ukraine has every right to defend itself. But common sense says let them defend themselves without placing entire Western populations, who want no part of this war, in grave danger of nuclear annihilation. Breitbart notes that Admiral Bauer, of the Netherlands, also added that nations have the sovereign right to put limits on the weapons they send to Ukraine. But, standing next to him at a press briefing, Lieutenant General Karel Reka, chief of the General Staff of the Czech Armed Forces, made it clear his nation places no such weapons restrictions on Kyiv. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. We believe that the Ukrainians should decide themselves how to use it, Reka said. Sorry, Mr. Reka, but that's a very deceptive statement. You're not giving your people the whole truth. Putin has already made it clear that Ukraine using NATO weapons, targeted with the satellite technology of NATO countries and trained by NATO forces, will be seen by Russia as the same as NATO declaring war on Russia. The idiotic comments by these Western puppet politicians, doing the bidding of their international financiers and political handlers, came as Biden is weighing whether to allow Ukraine to use American-provided long-range weapons to hit deep into Russia. The perception being presented in the Western media is that there remain deep divisions within NATO over this issue of letting Ukraine off the leash in its use of NATO-supplied long-range missiles. I'm not buying it. I believe it's all stagecraft. The U.S. government has likely already made the decision to lift the restrictions on Ukraine's use of these missile batteries, but they are trying to make it look like these other Western governments are out ahead of the U.S. and begging for U.S. approval. Biden met with far-left British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday. U.S. officials, familiar with the discussions, said they believed Starmer was seeking Biden's approval to allow Ukraine to use British Storm Shadow missiles for expanded strikes against Russia. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also has publicly voiced his support for the long-range strikes against Russia to begin. Here is Trudeau essentially declaring war on Russia and rooting for potentially massive death tolls as Russia will inevitably respond with long-range missile strikes against America and Canada. Here is Trudeau essentially declaring war on Russia. pic.twitter.com/msm8xn0. _real_fly, @real_fly, September 13, 2024. https://twitter.com/the_real_fly/status/18346490155410105542 And yet, if you look at the top stories today at the major corporate media sites, you see little to no coverage of this all-important decision in which the potential future of Western civilization hangs in the balance. No one in the West can say we weren't warned. Here is Putin laying out the stakes as far back as February 2024. Revolving light globe Russia, there will be no winners. Putin with a direct and stark warning to NATO and the West. Any attempt to bring back Crimea by military means will bring European countries into direct conflict with Russia. Russia is one of the leading nuclear states. So please Ukrainian bio, pic.twitter.com/h8c4dstk8q. Concerned citizen, @bgatesisasiko, February 26, 2024. https://twitter.com/bgatesisasiko/status/1762034095037559103. And there have been many more warnings by Putin and his various spokespersons since the above statement, the most recent of which. Putin said if the US and UK greenlight the missile launches from Ukraine, they will become a direct party to the war. That means it's no longer a Western proxy war against Russia but a direct war of NATO versus Russia. He shouldn't have to explain what that means but he did, saying the US will no longer be able to hide from the fact that it's at war with his country. Putin said that the permission for long-range strikes against Russia will mean that NATO countries are directly at war with Russia. And he called it war. pic.twitter.com/0bz6joes9qp. Anton Jerashenko, @jerashenko_n, September 12, 2024. https://x.com/jerashenko_n/status/18342826411532947722. Still, the Western madmen push forward with their insane policy of inviting war with Russia. Pray for peace while preparing for war. If you are totally new to this information, get your family at least a 6-week supply of food and water now. If you already have that, work on a 3-month supply or a 6-month supply. And no, I'm not trying to sell you storable food or anything else because I have no such products to sell and no relationship with other vendors who are giving me a cut of their sales. I just really feel in my gut that the extended time of peace we have enjoyed in the West is coming to a close. Source: Leo Homan.